Welcome back, Hemming Maniacs, to the Hemming Maniac List podcast. We are talking about the Oxford Book of Verse, Alexander Hume, old Humey boy. Summer, nothing like a good old seasonal praise poem. You know, I feel like we haven't seen that many summer seasonal praise poems, so that was cool. Swim says the mama fishy comes in with a bit of Scottish poet info. Alexander Hume was a Scottish poet. Second son of Patrick Hume of Polwarth, Berkshire. He was born probably at Redbrace, one of his family houses, about 1557. It has been generally assumed that he is the Alexander Hume who matriculated at St. Mary's College, St. Andrews, in 1571, graduated in 74. He spent 4 weeks in France before beginning to study law in the courts of Edinburgh. After 3 years' experience there, he abandoned law in disgust and sought a post at court. Still dissatisfied, he took orders and became 1597 Minister of Lugie, near Stirling, where he lived until his death on the 4th of December 1609. His best-known work is his hymns, or sacred songs containing an apostle to the Scottish youth, urging them to abandon vanity for all religion. One poem of the collection entitled A Description of a Day Estival, A Sketch of a Summer's Day, and its occupations has found its way into several anthologies. A Summer's Day. There you go. Well, not a bad thing to be remembered for, a poem about summer. Alright, who we got today? George Chapman. Born 1560. Died 1634. Not a bad innings. 74 years old, if my maths is correct. And just one very short poem today, so this won't take long. It's called Bridal Song. O come, soft rest of cares. Come, night. Come, naked virtue's only tire. The reaped harvest of the light, bound up in sheaves of sacred fire. Love calls to war, sighs his alarms. Lips his swords are. The field his arms. Come night, and lay thy velvet hand on glorious day's outfacing face, and all thy crowned flames command for torches to our nuptial grace. Love calls to war, sighs his alarms, lips his swords are, the fields his arms. There you go. Bridal song. Very cool, short and sweet. Thanks for listening, folks. See you tomorrow.